The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringin', children singin', all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, oh what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
All right, welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. It's our holiday special. It's Friday, the 23rd of December. This is our last show, last live show of the year anyway, and I'm so happy to have Mr. Andy Kelly here today with us, bringing back a great WTBR tradition of bringing us Christmas carols here on Morning Drive. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Great. Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
Absolutely. And you know, we have a special guest here.
He took
some time out of his busy schedule and through the rain and everything to be here. Santa Claus, thank you so much for being here.
We're very glad to be here.
Thank you.
Santa Claus, can you take a quick question? I'm wondering whatever became of Herbie the Elf. Did he stay as a dentist up at the North Pole?
He's in retirement.
Oh, Herbie's in retirement.
Except for he sometimes comes.
Everybody deserves a rest, especially in a busy, busy holiday season. So so nice to have you here, Andy. Why don't you lead us off with something familiar?
All right, here we go.
Well, jingle bells.
So much fun.
Wow.
We're here on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM with Mr. Andy Kelly and special guest Santa Claus. Good morning, and thanks for being with us here on a festive last live show of the year. So much fun bringing you back, Andy, and it reminds me of some of the old days there and those great Taconic High episodes. Of course, the days of Mr. John Kroll and Larry Kratka and all the folks that were at Taconic at the time, who kind of brought this radio station back to life, and now it's got new life here at PCTV. But you know, we like to honor the traditions if we can.
It was so nice arriving, Santa arriving from the North Pole, and you go in and there's students all over the place. They help you guide you to the radio station, and then
they have a radio station at the North Pole.
Then the choir, the chorus, I should say, sang, and next to the radio station is a class being taught. And they joined us, so it was great.
Yeah, and speaking of the old school, how about if we go way back to the guys who started the station? Do you remember Bob Cooper?
I certainly do.
I was at Taconic High School in the early 70s, and he was just getting it all going. And
yep, there'd be no WTBR if it wasn't for Bob Cooper, for sure. And when we relaunched here at the PCTV facility, Bob was gracious enough to come join us for our opening gala. It was very nice to have him here, and I'm sure there was a little bit of a come around, if you will, you know, seeing it still alive and kicking.
Well, he must have been very happy to have you invite him.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. And you mentioned John Kroll back in the old days. We have Peter Marchetti and John Kroll. Looks like shaping up for a mayoral contest.
It certainly does.
Upcoming years. Yeah. We don't know about Mayor Tyre, but we always drifted into politics a little bit. And Santa would come down with the North Pole and give us his predictions and what's going to happen and so forth.
Well, no predictions this year.
No, we'll stay out of that.
I relied on Jacob locally, and now he's doing the weather report on WTBR.
That's right, Jacob Klein, yeah. Taking a day off today, though, because no school today.
So. Santa, with your sleigh, I know it rained all night long, but did you need Rudolph to lead the sleigh here tonight?
To come to speak?
Well, especially in the fog,
he's saving
right?
his energy for tomorrow.
He's saving his energy.
And don't forget, we came from the North Pole, so he's resting now.
Well, what do you think if we send out a song to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Absolutely.
To all the people driving in their cars, they could sing along with us.
I think we ought to do that.
Okay, let's do it. And folks that are listening on the radio, you know this is not just Andy Kelly singing. We've got Santa Claus right from the North Pole chirping in with his tenor or his baritone voice, and Sean Sear. You guys are all wonderful. Here we go. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Here we go, boys. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer, they used to laugh and call him names like Pinocchio. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
ho, ho, ho,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright,
won't you leave my sleigh tonight?
And how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, yippee! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Let's try it again, Santa.
Well, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, he had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer, they used to laugh and call him names like Pinocchio. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Here's your turn, Santa. And one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
hey, Rudolph, will you leave my sleigh tonight?
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? And then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Ho, ho, ho!
Hey.
Santa relied on Rudolph for the words.
Oh, my God. I hope you can imagine out there and driving in your car, Santa Claus. He was fumbling around for the words a little, but he let us know that Rudolph not only had to guide his sleigh with his nose, but he led Santa with the lyrics.
Is yes, that? He could do it all. Still well, can.
He still can do it all.
Yes.
And how's Mrs. Claus, Santa?
Mrs. Claus is very busy at the North Pole. She enjoyed coming to Pittsfield for the tree lighting.
Oh,
and
no.
That was oh, a nice. Fun time. And there's a, I don't know, the... Taconicai chorus sang and Sweet Adeline's.
Yes.
It was a wonderful night.
Beautiful.
Busy time of the year for sure.
You know, Sean, have you ever wondered, here you and I are, for those who can't see us, we're both wearing Santa Claus hats sitting next to the real original Santa Claus.
That's right. We're just the helpers, though.
Does it ever bother you to have imposters like us floating around wearing your special clothing, Santa?
Not at all.
We're welcome to do that once a year.
We all can help.
Well, that makes sense.
That's the message, Santa. Go out and help everyone that you can.
That's the message, isn't it?
Including at home. And I assume you've been good boys this year, right?
Well, I think doing a self-assessment, I would say I'm on the good side of the needle.
Well, I think that I can answer that question by leading us into another song. We'll start it quietly, but... Well, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, he's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. What do you think, Santa? How do you do it?
Good, good.
So, Sean, you said you've been on the good side of the scale this year.
I feel like, if I'm going to, pick one or the other, I'd say I was good.
So no lump of coal for
no,
you then,
No,
huh?
No, no. I'll stick with the
I was,
the better
was
presents.
Only kidding. I get an opportunity to listen to Pittsfield Community Television at pittsfieldtv.org and also WTBR, so you can hear it all over the world.
You must have good radio reception up there at the North Pole.
Yes,
it's really, you can hear everything.
Yeah, right. And
and see everything. That's what
good,
we understand.
Good work here. Of course, you had Santa. You have Santa and
so we must
Andy
be doing
Kelly.
Something right.
Yeah,
we were able to get
right.
Santa on the show.
Who else? How about Reverend Jim Lumsden? He used to join us at Taconic.
Reverend Jim Lumsden's a great friend of mine, and he's doing well. He loves to make music and make people happy, just like the both of you, all three of us do. I think we've decided, the three of us, that's a good way to spend our lives.
Yeah, I agree. How long have you been playing music, Andy?
I started out playing music in the kindergarten. On the piano. My mother was a choir director at St. Charles Church, and she made sure all of us learned to play musical instruments. Mm. There was a great guitarist and a banjo player named Dave Huxtable who taught me how to play the guitar.
Mm.
And if you'd like, Sean, I'll tell you a quick story. It involves Christmas.
Sure.
Okay, so here's little Andy Kelly, fifth grade this particular year. And there are five children and my brothers and sisters in my family. Well, this Christmas coming up, we used to sneak in and try to see what the presents were going to be that Mom and Dad would get us. My brothers and sisters kept telling me, wait till you see what you're getting, Scooby. They would call me Scooby for a nickname. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Well, what I really wanted, I knew I was getting an HO race car track. You'd push the button and the cars would race. I just knew it. I knew it. Christmas morning rolled around. I came flying out to see what my race car track looked like. And instead of a race car track, it was a guitar.
Ah.
Well, I pretended I was happy, but with no lie, I went into the other room and I was crying. Aww. I really wanted that race car track. But as fate would have it, I met up with this guitar teacher named Dave Huxtable, who was such a great guy. I wanted to be like him and learn to play the guitar. And from there on, I fell in love with the guitar. And it turns out it was the best thing. I never got that HO race car track, and I got a guitar.
Imagine what you'd be doing right now if you had the HO racetrack instead.
I probably wouldn't be here. Maybe I'd be at a NASCAR or something.
This sounds like the Christmas Story, except no guns involved.
No. Yeah, that's right.
That's not the Irish.
Just
Christmas
shoot your eye out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That was a great one.
Never shoot your eye out with a guitar, though.
No, you can't. But don't you love the It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, what a great,
It's a Christmas Story. Yeah. Those old movies, they're such classics. And I watched A Wonderful Life the other night. It's Donna Reed, right, and Jimmy Stewart, and I cried my eyes out just like I have been. It can make me cry every year.
Still a heartwarming tale, right? You can watch it any number of times, but around this time of the year especially.
Yeah. Sean, what if you – I know Santa sent out a shout-out to Mrs. Claus.
That's right.
How about Mrs. Sears and Mrs. Kelly?
Absolutely.
We could say hello to them.
That's right. Hello. Yeah.
If they're listening, right? If they're out of bed.
It is an early show, after all. Yeah. And we certainly appreciate the musical talent coming in at 7:30 in the morning, because that isn't always exactly the time the musicians are at their peak.
Next time you bring all the musicians you've played with, you've been to Ireland, our sister cities, Ireland, Italy,
Nicaragua.
Brazil, Nicaragua.
Yeah.
And they even went to
Istanbul, Turkey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the Santa, as you know, he goes everywhere in the world with that sleigh of
his. That's right.
And so I was
world traveler,
trying to emulate Santa and take music from our hometown here in Pittsfield and use that to make people all happy all around the world, just like you, Santa. So you've been an inspiration. Sean has taken his gifts with production and announcing all around the Capital District and probably far and wide all around the world, as you said, on the internet. So we're all trying to make the world
Sean
happy.
Sean and Rhonda were known for the greatest DJs.
Oh, were you really?
Back in the day.
Were involved in Girl Scouts and all that, and Boy Scouts and all that, and they'd show up as the DJs.
All right. So speaking of music.
All right, let's do it. Now, for those of you who are in your cars, once again, you know it's pouring rain right now in Pittsfield, but it's supposed to start snowing around noontime, Santa. That's what I've heard.
And the temperature will go down.
Why don't we play Let It Snow, Let It Snow?
There
maybe we can bring a little snow.
Okay. Beats the rain.
It does. But they used to Santa, was that your saying that used to say it beats a sharp stick in the eye? I don't know where that came from. They don't have sticks at the North Pole, do they? Are there trees?
No.
You got snowballs, ice balls.
Snowball, better than an icicle in the eye, right?
Yeah.
Unless someone wants it as a gift. Santa pleases everyone, or tries.
Oh, well, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've got no place to go, well, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, so I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, well, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Well, the fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've got no place to go, oh, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Doesn't show signs of stopping, so I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, oh, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we find
night. How I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Well, the fire is slowly dying. My dear, we're still goodbying. Long as you love me so. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow.
Thank you. Great singing and great bells. Do you know what? I think those Christmas songs, they have a little bit of romance in them, are awful kind of nice. They got a little bit of kissing in there, Santa. You remember I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus?
Oh, yes.
Was that it? I don't know if that's true. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to ask if it was true, because we don't want any scandal here on the show tonight.
It'll have to go unsaid.
That's right. But we implied it, Sean. Yes. Sometimes that's enough, isn't
that's right,
it?
Just that's right.
We dropped a few, you know, Santa. But so you've been known to be kind of a romantic fellow. We could just maybe, is that an accurate portrayal of you, Santa?
Yes. Santa has had to kiss a lot of people over the years. It's expected.
It's expected of you. It comes as part of the job then, huh? That's
right.
That's
right.
Lucky.
It comes with the job.
Good.
Hey, I still remember being at Brody Mountain where the Kellys owned it, and the Kellys were great partiers. They were very good to people from visiting from our sister cities, but Christmas was a special time.
Yeah.
And it was always a lot of fun.
I might have even DJed at Brody Mountain a time or two.
Yes, I think you did.
In the Blarney Room?
Yeah, in the Blarney Room.
Sure to be Gordon. Yeah. Did you speak with an Irish brogue when you did it, Sean?
No, I don't think so. I had more of an Italian accent, so.
But you know what, Irish and Italian.
I did the best I could.
It's a great combination. I married an Italian.
Well,
you didn't happen to marry Irish, did you?
I did, as a matter of fact.
See,
it does work out.
The thing, Irish and Italian, they're both fiery, you know. One of them likes to drink a little red wine and maybe the other a little Guinness, but you know, we certainly, when we're happy we show it, when we're sad we show it, and
I'm known to like the Guinness occasionally.
Oh, good for you, lad. One of our jobs is Pat brings Brody, we had to dress in leprechaun suits and learn to speak with an Irish brogue. So my father sent two of me brothers and I over to live in Ireland for a half of a year.
Oh, wow.
We lived in Mrs. White's boarding house in Wexford, Ireland, and we came back able to speak with an Irish brogue so that we could perform our duties. Like you, Santa, we had to dress in leprechaun suits, you see, and welcome everyone. Welcome to Brody Mountain ski area. We travel to the ski shows and always dressed in. Luckily for the Kellys, none of us ever grew very tall either, so we make excellent leprechauns, you see.
Yeah, what was that you used to do? After the ski area closed around midnight, you'd get everyone to go up on the lift and then slide back down.
Slide back down on the cafeteria trays.
Sean,
you probably
right.
remember that
right.
from your days DJing.
I don't know if I ever experienced that directly, but That must have been a sight to see.
Are you still DJing, Sean?
No, I've given that up.
You've given it up.
Okay. But I put in my time, and it was a lot of fun and made a lot of people happy. And, you know, I think that's what we're doing here this morning. I can't imagine trying to listen to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM this morning and tuning this in and not having a little bit of a smile on your face. And that's what we're doing here today.
That's wonderful. That's our job, right?
Absolutely.
And we love it. Shall
music
we,
does that.
Shall we keep playing and singing? Hopefully you're singing along with us in the cars. But how about another one? We speak of snow and winter wonderland. Would that
sounds
okay,
great.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, the snow. It's a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking into winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. She sings a love song as we go along, walking into winter wonderland. In the meadow we could build a snowman, pretend that he is now you're married, we'll say no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made. Walking into winter wonderland. Shake that bell, Sam, let's go. Build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made. Walking into winter wonderland.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's good, Santa.
Sounds so good, Andy. Good.
Oh, thank you, Sean. And you too, I could hear you singing over there. You remember the Holly Jolly Christmas with the snow? That was another snowman at the North Pole. He came in the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer movie. Burl Ives sang, remember?
Right. And there, we still see him due to technology.
You can still see Burl Ives through technology.
That's right.
Are all the Santa's reindeer still functioning, Santa, or do you need to turn over your reindeer? For instance, Dasher and Dancer and Prancer, are they still with us?
No, they seem to be going. We must be doing something right, and Mrs. Claus.
And Mrs. Claus. So we're not using the children of Dancer and Prancer. We're still Dancer and Prancer are still able to pull those sleds.
It's a miracle. Sleds.
Yeah, it is a miracle. Sean, I don't know if we could still pull a sleigh at our age.
It must be the magic feed corn.
That's
what
it is.
They feed them, right? Yeah.
The magic feed. Could you give a little of that to Sean and I?
Yeah.
What do you think? Shall we do it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Sure.
I have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can't see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh my golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Let's go, Santa.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. Well, I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas when you walk down the street. Say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can't see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Guys are great.
Fantastic.
We need to make a band out of this group right here. I don't. They only once a year, though, Sean.
Would we have to practice?
No, we never have.
No.
That's what we do
with
jazz. Jazz musicians, we don't practice.
Okay.
No, country bands, they practice all the time.
Yeah.
A jazz band, no. And
What do you like about playing jazz?
oh, I like about playing jazz, the most fun thing is you get to make it up as you go along. There's a lot of improvisation. Yeah. And
you like playing with the other guys and other folks in your band?
I do. This afternoon we're going to play with a jazz band at Bennington, Vermont at Project Independence. Mm. And so we'll have trombone and clarinet and saxophone, the guitar and bass and drums. So it'll be a really nice band.
Great.
And
is Charlie like Tokars with you?
Charlie's not with us on this particular one. Right. But we did have Charlie Tokars, and we had a throwdown as part of our jazz festival a couple of weeks ago, a saxophone throwdown. So if Pete Tawigo was on bass, I was on guitar. We brought the best saxophone player from the Albany area named Leo Russo, and our best saxophone player from here in the Berkshires, our good friend Charlie Tokars. Nice. And we let the two of them mix it up together, and boy, they did a great job.
It was great.
They started out trying to cut it up a little bit, but they became such good friends, they just wanted to compliment each other.
Yeah. And that's great.
I want to say, Brody, one last thing. I lost my father this year, so Santa, I hope
sorry
you can,
about that.
Thank you both. Hopefully he's up at the North Pole helping make...
He never said no to having Santa show up.
He never did say no. And he used to sing a song for us in the car. It was not a Christmas song, but it deals with what we've all been talking about, When You're Smiling. And that was his favorite song to sing while he was driving the car. Maybe we could do a version of that. Sean, do we have time?
Or
is it the top of the hour yet?
Yeah, it is the top of the hour.
Should we wait for that?
Let's save that until we come back. Let's take our break, and we always do our station ID and thank our underwriters and play a couple special messages. Okay. So let's do that right now. You are listening to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM. So happy to have Andy Kelly here with us this morning, brightening up our day with wonderful Christmas carols and, of course, Santa Claus. Thank you for taking some time out of your busy season to be here with us. We'll be right back, folks, right after this quick break. Thanks.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
Oh, yes! 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
The community is invited to attend the annual Kwanzaa celebration hosted by the Women of Color Giving Circle of the Berkshires at 6 p.m. Thursday, December 29th. The event, which will be held at 741 Tyler Street, will feature dynamic speakers Amy D. Griffin, Esquire, and Kiana West, a thrilling musical performance by Christine Bile, and an original skit performed by Rites of Passage and Empowerment Scholars. For more information, please contact Shirley Edgerton at 413-496-4602.
Hi, this is Josh Cutler. On behalf of the Jewish community of Berkshire County, I'd like to wish all listeners of WTBR-FM a happy and joyous Hanukkah season. This year promises to be one with many exciting community celebrations. May this Festival of Lights be one that is filled with family, friends, great food, and great spirit. L'chaim.
It's about the music and more of it. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. I'm Sean Serry. You're here with us on the last live program of the year, and the last one certainly before the Christmas holiday this weekend. And so happy to have Andy Kelly back playing Christmas carols and keep making us all smile here this morning with the music, and Santa Claus with us as well. That's our special holiday edition of Morning Drive, and sharing it with all of you, and hopefully we're putting a smile on your face as well out there today.
Jacob isn't here today, we want to send our best out to him.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work. Yep,
good job, Jacob. And no weather forecast today. You just look out your window today. It's it's raining, and then it's going to get colder later. That's the best we can give you this morning for
That's
weather.
Right.
All right. So, Andy, before the break, we were talking about your dad and a special song that makes you think of him.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, we had five children in the family, and my father, who built the Brody ski area, would take us camping when we were kids, and we'd have to go on long drives and camp in either our camper or our tent, whatever we were using. But my mom and he would sing songs to us while they were driving, and at the time we may have been annoyed, but now that I look back on it, it was absolutely beautiful, a touching scene. And one of his favorite songs was this one he would sing. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you and you and you and you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you know you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing. Be happy again. Well, a little guitar playing in that one too. So for out to
a little improv
Charlie
there
Tokars
too. Very nice.
And Benny Cohn and all those great jazz players we have here in the Berkshires. Yeah.
What a great place for us to have such a wonderful musical talent pool, right?
Yes.
And a lot of great venues, people, places to go. Mm-hmm. Kind of sad to see Mission close, but you know, we'll have more for sure. It's too creative of an area. To be down for too long.
That's true, yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead, Pat.
Andy, you've been teaching young people for years.
Yep.
Has anyone come back later in life and joined you?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have a young man who I think you'll remember named Ethan Wesley. If he's around there, his mom or dad. His dad works at Greylock Credit Union. But
did he come on PCTV and play?
I think he did, but he was one of my guitar students for many years, and he is now a jazz guitar major at the Hart School of Music in Hartford,
Great.
Connecticut.
That's so rewarding, isn't it, knowing that you had a hand in that, that someone took the lessons that you taught them and then moved on and fulfilled their life with something. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is, Sean. It's a mixed blessing because I absolutely believe that young people need to learn, we call it STEM in school, all of the science and things that we're going to use in life for work, but we also need to learn how to enjoy ourselves and what to do after work. So if we don't learn art and music and some of these things, you know, we're just going to be working all the time. Yeah. So I really am a big believer that music enhances your life, and everybody can sing, as you are both singing today. It doesn't matter if we have a great look at Arlo Guthrie. I'm sorry, I don't want to insult you, but some of these guys, Bob Dylan, they do not have a traditionally, they don't have great voices, what would be known as a great voice, but they get out there and belt it out, and we all enjoy
it. And they're iconic for it.
They sure are. You're right.
You know?
Santa remembers when Bob Dylan came with Joan Baez and played at the Boys and Girls Club.
You can remember that, Santa?
Santa remembers everything.
I happened to be in town. I forget what time of year, but he
well, I'm certain it was around wintertime, if you were in town, Santa.
Well, you never know.
That's a good question, Sean.
Right?
Santa and Mrs. Claus take vacations once in a while.
Do you ever get out of your costume and go to the islands, for example, Santa? Have you been down to the Caribbean?
I can't say. You're giving too much
information. That's too much information. So we're not going to look for you in a bathing suit down in Jamaica.
I think it would be a red and white bathing suit.
Not
if it was.
That there aren't Santa helpers out there in bathing suits and all that.
That's great.
All good people.
They are. They are. I mean, I think that's the theme of our show today is helping people, right? I mean,
and putting a smile on people's face.
Yeah.
And, you know, growing up, it's nice to have music in your family growing up, and it doesn't have to be a tremendous talent pool in your family either. It could just be a love and an appreciation of music, of having music around, of wanting to sing it with people. And, you know, my family was playing records, and, you know, obviously I kind of took after that and continued. And there was, you know, always music around. And I think that's important, right?
Yeah. Now, did you say, I mentioned earlier that my last name is Kelly, of course, so I grew up surrounded by all this Irish stuff. And you, Sarah, that's Italian, right?
Sarah is actually French.
Oh, that's French.
That's the other side, yes.
And, but you're French and Italian?
My Italian side was Gagliardi and Roberti.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Did you grow up right here in Pittsfield?
I grew up just north of here, North Adams.
In North Adams.
North County, yep.
All right, beautiful. Yep. I mean, Pat and I, there was a gentleman from Pittsfield named Pat Gormley, who's not with us today, but he and I have been involved in the sister city work for many years, and the Irish, the Polish, the Italian, the French, and now we're getting a lot of people from the African continent.
Yes.
We may be fortunate enough to make a sister city with one of the countries in Africa. We hope that's going to happen, and South America as well. Yeah. We have Nicaragua now, but you know, more and more immigrants are coming in.
No, we have a very strong Latino population. And, you know, so welcoming here in Berkshire County because we are made up of people who were immigrants and the immigrant families.
Yes.
That's, like you said, very strong here. And it's a mark of pride in a lot of ways.
You see?
Yeah.
And we should mention the Escobars.
Do
the Latino show.
Who do Mundo Latino. And actually, I could give a plug for that because there's going to be a very special Mundo Latino today at 4 p.m. here on 89.7 WTBR-FM. And also, we'll feature some performance and some music. So right here from this studio.
Qué bueno.
Mucho. So we're here on Morning Drive this morning, though. We've only got a few minutes left, so we want to make sure we pack a few more songs in here, Andy.
Tocamos una canción en español, entonces. Esa es Feliz Navidad, que todos conocen que significa Feliz Navidad.
Muy bien.
Muy bien. Tú hablas español también. ¿Y Santa habla español también? ¿Tú? Sí. Él dice claro. Esta canción venimos a nosotros de José Feliciano. Feliz Navidad, well, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad. Feliz Navidad, well, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad.
Olay.
We'll keep Olay. We'll keep them short so we can fit a few extras
in. Yeah, no, that's
in
great.
And should we do a couple slow ones? We haven't played any. We'll save White Christmas for the last one.
Yeah,
how about that?
Sounds good.
How about the chestnuts roasting? Do you like that?
Sure.
We had Marissa Tomei here many a time in our Berkshire Theater Festival and so forth. Mm. She's been at Williamstown Theater Festival. Her father, Mel Tomei, wrote this song.
And, of course, there's a connection in the Berkshires to Nat King Cole,
oh,
right?
Yes.
You had a family home down in Tieringham, I believe.
We could play some.
The sister city was Pittsfield was visiting Ballinagh and took a day trip to Galway. Melissa Tomei was right in the hotel where we used the restrooms with a lot of famous musicians. And she's great.
I'm beginning to
also
sidetrack.
Liam Neeson too was there.
Well, let's play a little tiny piece of something Italian-based and then something a little Irish-based. I don't know, Sean, you may have to shut us off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
In Napoli, where, how the heck? In Napoli, it's king and boy, it's girl. We better skip that. We're going
to
get in trouble.
Go back to the Christmas song, yeah.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe can help to make the seasons bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase from kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to Sean, how are we doing for time?
We're doing good. We got about 10 minutes left, Andy, and this is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM. This is our special holiday edition, last live program of the season, and it is the season. Tis the season. We're only a couple days away now.
It's beautiful. What would you think if we sang something? We may not be here on New Year's. This is a famous song you mentioned DJing.
Yeah.
I know you DJ many a New Year's.
many a New Year's Eve, yes.
So we would always sing when the balloons come falling down, Santa. This is when you and Mrs. Claus get to hug together. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? We'll And you could picture the confetti coming down. You know, I don't think it's as much of a big deal as it used to be, Sean, back in our younger day. Remember New Year's Eve? Everyone went out on New Year's Eve, and there were big, giant parties. And I think with the drinking and driving laws and Times Square. Well,
Dick
Clark, is he still around?
No, I think they've got Dick Clark preserved somewhere.
He's preserved somewhere. And Justin Bieber, one of those guys. Justin Timberlake. I don't know who took over for him.
No, you're right. It was a bigger thing, I think, years ago. But now people celebrate in their own way sometimes. Yeah. They may have it a quiet night, as it were.
You're right,
watching the ball drop on TV.
And you know, Sean, something that I try to be very careful not to do is to say that the world was better before than it is now, because we've all hear that so frequently. And for the young people who might be listening, your world is just as beautiful as our world was back in the old days. Don't let your mom and dad tell you it was better than, you know, it's just different. And I love to read, and some of the things I've read from back in the Greek days, in the Roman days, the Greeks would say, the kids these days, the world's never going to... And the Romans' writings, the same thing. And us as parents now, we all think that, oh, the kids are going to mess everything up. Guess what? Our parents said the same thing about us.
Yeah, well, so, it's the old phrase, right? The more things change, the more they stay the same.
That's a great phrase,
You look back and you're absolutely right. People through history have all thought that, and then they move along, and the world changes, and we have to change with it.
That's right, And so the steering wheel, we put the steering wheel into the hands of the young people, and you're going to be our guides, and as Sean and Santa and I move off into the sunset, you know, I'm sure you'll do a great job with it.
So. Someone will step up and be that person. That's what we want.
Yeah. Well, should we do maybe one more?
No, we got at least a couple more I think. What do you think?
All right. Santa, did you have anything you wanted to choose? I see that you've brought
Speed it up.
Something faster.
Yeah.
Okay, we did.
Santa's preference.
Santa says, Santa.
Santa's falling asleep.
Okay, so let's see what we got. What do we got for a fast one? You call out a fast one for me. the first note, what's... Oh, what about the O Christmas Tree, Santa?
Sure.
Good. You got words to it over there?
No.
All right, let's slip sing. All right, we're going to... We haven't done... Let's do this. We'll put a little touch of jingle bells for somebody who just joined us, okay? Well, jingle bells... Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Said, oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Go, Santa! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. How about verse 3? Now the ground is white, and go it while you're young. Just take the girls tonight and sing a sleighing song. Just get a bobtail nag, 244 is speed, and hitch him to an open ride and crack, you got the lead. Okay, Sam. Oh, oh, oh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Well, oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, rock it on, Santa. Watch that Santa roll in that chair. Well, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Said, oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Said, oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, Santa. You were the man, Santa.
You know, I listened to yesterday morning the chorus.
Yes.
And they gave me some ideas of improving my singing about by breathing.
Ah, right.
Yeah, weren't they
very
talking
important
about that? That's very Maybe I'll surprise them and show up over there or something.
And it was wonderful to hear the students talk about what got them interested in singing, right, and performing and being a part of a chorus and a group. And again, sometimes, Andy, that's just the beginning, right?
Yep.
It's just the start, the spark that starts it all.
Sean, I went to Taconic High School, class of 76. Mm-hmm. I was in the chorus just like them.
Yeah.
So we had a wonderful teacher named Terry Forrest back in my day, mm-hmm. who taught us. And I don't know who the chorus director is now. Do you know?
Yes, it's Mr. Frank Spoto.
Frank Spoto. We tip our hats to you, Frank mm-hmm. Spoto. It's a wonderful thing that you do to work with those young people. And to Jess Pasetto as well, who yeah. really helped make that chorus wonderful.
Yeah.
So how about Frosty the Snowman Santa? Do you remember Frosty?
Yes. I just want to mention, I think Taconic is having something right after the first of the year on the arts, including
yes, they are.
Singing.
I believe it's January 26th.
Oh, good.
It's a big arts day there. Or actually, open house, I think.
So. Yeah, here I have it right here.
Okay, tell us about it,
Santa. Open to the public. They'll be advertising.
Yeah. The whole school will be open, Santa?
Yeah.
Because I believe it or not, I went to Taconic. I haven't been in the new school yet.
And I think that's what they're talking about, is that that's a good chance if someone hasn't seen it. That might be a good chance to take a look.
Everything on the arts, including music.
Good.
So we got about 2.5 minutes left, Andy.
Okay, we'll do a short version of Frosty, and then we'll take us home with White Christmas can fade us out.
Sounds great.
Well, thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Well, thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump, over the hills of snow. Well, Frosty the snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of gold. Well, Frosty the snowman was a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, because when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Well, Frosty the snowman was alive as he could be. He could laugh and play, run around all day, just the same as you and me. I know we're bringing it to the end. We'll try to slip one more. Santa said, keep it happy, Andy. So, well, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock, jingle bell chime and jingle bell time, dancing and prancing and bushels of sun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Well, giddy up, jingle, jingle up your feet, jingle around the clock. Oh, well, a mix and a mingle and a jingle and beat. That's a jingle bell, that's a jingle bell, that's a jingle bell rock. Per orders of Santa Claus, we were trying to slip some fast ones in there. Do we say goodbye, Sean?
Yeah, let's do that. We got about 30 seconds. Andy Kelly, such a treat and a delight to have you here this morning.
Thank you, Sean.
For our special holiday morning drive.
All of you. Here we go, everybody. Sing this up and to your...
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Here we go, boys. Treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your
skies be white.
All right.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you so much, Andy.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you, Santa, for being here. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everyone. And from us at Morning Drive, WTVR, PCTV, we want to say thank you so much for being here. Have a great day. Have a great holiday. And we'll see you in the new year. Take care, everybody.